Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Story's just come to our attention this morning, and we've investigated this because this is the sort of broadcasting that we do here. we like to investigate to make sure that things are accurate, 100% accurate. We don't like making stuff up here and sort of going off half-cocked about something.
This is world-shattering.
It's a world record.
It's a world record.
Now, we've just shared this story with our worldwide audience about a boy, a nine-year-old boy. What's his name? Seven Wade. Seven Wade is this young fella's name. He's 9 years old.
Yep.
He has just set a Guinness World Record for the amount of claps that you can do in 1 minute.
In 1 minute. So if I clapped.
Yep. So that's what he's done.
How many claps has he done in 1 minute?
Yeah.
How many? 1,000.
1,080.
In 1 minute.
So that he set a world record, the Guinness World Record. He has clapped 1,080 times in 1 minute. Now, you can actually, on our Triple M Riverina Facebook page, you can actually see the vision of this. Yeah. And we encourage you to have a look at it because we're calling bullshit on. That's what we're calling.
We're calling bullshit on. Because I don't reckon it's not a proper clap.
Have a look at him. It's like he's doing the Macarena.
It's like he's just warming up his hand. It's a cold winter day and he's just warming up his hand.
That's not clapping.
No.
This is clapping.
That's clapping, yeah.
What this little person is doing, that's not clapping.
But he's got the world record
for it. But he holds the world record for it.
So have a listen. You tell me.
Have a listen. This is someone clapping, Leighton. This is not. We're going to play audio of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a listen.
You can sort of hear him clapping in the background there.
He's like he's on steroids.
I think the best thing is. Have a look at the story on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page. You can actually watch the 60 seconds of him clapping 1,080 times. And you be the judge, ladies and gentlemen. You tell us, is that clapping or is it not clapping?
That is not clapping. That's just warming your hands up. That's not clapping.
Now, we touched on this earlier this morning when Cherie was here running through the news stories this morning, but a major study by the Foundation of Alcohol Research and Education, or FAIR, they surveyed nearly 1,900 Australians, and they found that most of us are moderate drinkers. That is, we have nine or fewer standard drinks per week. That puts you in the moderate drinking category if you have nine or less standard drinks per week.
So one or two a day.
Yeah. So while the percentage of drinkers has increased from 77 to 82% since last year, more than three quarters do so no more than 2 days a week. During a single drinking session, 49% of people drink only one or two standard drinks, and 31% drink 3 to 5. Only 6% of Australians drink every day. While exceeding nine standard drinks per week wasn't necessarily a problem, provided it was spread out.
Right.
The research from FAIR, the Foundation of Alcohol Research and Education, they have claimed that anyone who consumed more than four standard drinks in a single session or more than 14 standard drinks per week, that would warrant some concern. The top 20% of drinkers in Australia were consuming as many as eight standard drinks in a single session. That's the roughly the equivalent of a bottle of wine, they tell me. So where do you fit in? I'm not asking you, Leighton.
Don't ask me because I'm asking the
wider populace, masses that listen to the show.
Where do you fit in with that? Do you have one daily drink or one or two daily drinks, or do you splurge on a Friday and Saturday?
See, I reckon that's the problem. A lot of people would hardly drink during the week, and they get to Friday and they might have the frothies after work on Friday,
and then they continue it on Saturday,
and then that leads into the Sunday.
So they might have their nine drinks for a healthy quota. Yeah. Over the course of 1 or 2 days, and that's not the way it should be done. Is my understanding this correctly?
Correct. Correct. Thank you, Dr. Google. So interesting research there from FAIR. So have a think about that this morning, everybody, and work out where you fit in.
Wow. And is it an eye-opener for you?
Or? It's a massive eye-opener, yes. I'm in a world of trouble, but that's okay. You're only on the planet once. NRL round three kicking off tonight, the grand final rematch, the Storm and the Cowboys. Do we have to talk about NRL? I mean, NRL's over for me two rounds in.
Bloody. Well, you're sitting in the wooden spoon position. You're sitting there.
Righto.
We will find out about the NRL games this weekend as we catch up with Triple M's Anthony Maroon. How you doing, Marooney?
How are you, boys? I've been looking forward to speaking to Potsy all week after that 54-0 debacle at the hands of Manly. Mate, 54-0, I noticed before the season started, you're on social media, you're crowing, you're talking up the Eels. Eels are going to do this, the Eels are going to do that. And where is Jarryd Hayne? Is he even out there?
I got to tell you, we were in the pub last Sunday when the game was on, having a few frothies with the boys, and I don't know what happened. It was my turn for a shout, which is a rare thing at the best of times. But anyway, I've gone over to the bar and I've turned around, and I reckon they piled on about 18 points in about 3 minutes.
That'll teach you to shout.
All right. Well, tonight, mate, she's underway. You'll be doing this game for us. It is the grand final rematch down in Melbourne, the Storm and the Cowboys.
Yeah, look, I think, fellas, that Melbourne, I think struggle's probably not the word, but they're going to do a little tough without Cooper Cronk. I saw a bit of that against the West Tigers and the Cowboys. They'll be determined to get back into the winning circle, Thurston and company. So I'll take the Cowboys here.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Oh, there's an upset straight out. tomorrow, we've got the Bulldogs and Panthers.
Yeah, and Bulldogs, we get to have a look at Benji Marshall's little brother, Jeremy Marshall King, who I haven't seen a lot of, but he's going to play for the Dogs tomorrow night. So keep an eye on him. If he's got half of Benji's talent, well, they've unearthed something. But up against the Broncos, I think the Broncos might have too many points in them, and I think I'll take the Broncos in that one.
Oh, that's the West Tigers and the Broncos. And the other match for tomorrow is the Bulldogs and Panthers.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yep. Yes, I've got to be confused.
That's
there,
all right.
Come on,
Bulldog,
mate.
Once I said Benji Marshall, I got off course. So that one, I'll take the Panthers in that one.
Panthers, okay.
Alrighty. All right. How about the Warriors? How good are they traveling? They have the Raiders on Saturday at GIA Stadium.
Mate, the Warriors are the biggest imposters since Millie Vanilli. They've won two games. One of them was the Gold Coast Titans. The Raiders, Ricky will be absolutely been given to these poor blokes all week. They are the take the Raiders to win in a high scoring game.
All right, now
how angry would have been Ricky Stewart on Sunday?
The other Saturday game, your mob Rabbitohs take on the Sea Eagles, who had a blinder as well.
Aren't they strutting about too?
Yeah. Well, that's a great old rivalry. My boys, the Redfern boys, up against Manly. Great old rivalry. I remember from being as a kid, a little kid, that Lurch O'Neill and Tom Mooney and Ray Brodie get over to Manly from South. And it just caused all sorts of rivalry, which has been brewing away for 40 or 50 years. I never tip against rugby league royalty. I never tip against the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs by 10.
Okay. The match of the round at ANZ Stadium.
I'm working with a couple of smart asses here this morning.
Potsy's Eels take on the Sharks. The Sharks by how many?
Oh, right,
Hey, well, all I can say to you, Potsy, is don't go to the bar, mate. Whatever you do, I think after this week, Parramatta will be none and three. I'll take the Sharks.
Hang tough, Eels fans. This could be the week.
And on Sunday, the Titans take on my mob, the Dragons.
Titans see Ash Taylor and Jared Wallace come back into the side. But, look, I think the Dragons have just got too much discipline about them this year. I'll take the Dragons to win that one.
All right.
And the Dragons fans up about too.
We just love it. We've never been so high.
God, I hope the Titans get you.
And the final match.
I will be phoning you Sunday, Arvo, if that happens.
Turn my phone off. Final match on Sunday.
You're a good, loyal friend, Potsy.
Roosters and the Knights.
Roosters, Knights. Yeah, look, this will be a good game for a lot of reasons. I'd love to see the Knights win, but I don't think they will. I'll take the Roosters.
All right, and Maroon, of course, and the team with the big game from 7 o'clock tonight here on Triple M, the grand final rematch to kick off round 3, the Storm and the Cowboys.
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.